We are here once again. Welcome to the BunSports.com podcast. I'm Jacob Bunn. I'll be joined in a moment by the college football professor. That's right. We are at another college football season, the 2016 edition. And if you've listened to our podcast over the years, you know we cover it from the opening kickoff to the final whistle, all the way through till the college football playoff concludes in January. We cover it here at BunSports.com, and we are happy that you decided to listen to this podcast and that you'll be following it with us. We at BunSports.com have come up with a preseason top 25. We comprise it of data that reflected certain values. We took in returning experience, recruiting prowess, conference strength, coaching value, and previous results, and we're going to be revealing that top 25. This is a preseason top 25 view in a moment. It is also printed on the page if you would like to save it here at BunSports.com. But before I do that, I want to welcome in the college football professor. Professor, are you ready for another college football season, and can you believe it's here once again?
It's hard to believe in it, Jacob, but it's here, and we're ready to go. I can almost hear the thud of the foot on the football.
Yeah, it's what a great sound that'll be, and we'll look forward to it. We'll start with this top 25. At 25, we have Louisville, the Louisville Cardinal, of course, coming off of a decent year as they look to get into this college football playoff mix this year. Penn State at 24, TCU at 23. The first SEC team in our poll is Arkansas at number 22, and then Oklahoma State at 21. Anything jump out at you in those first five?
No, I think Arkansas is an undervalued team, and I think Oklahoma State could very well have a good year this year.
They could indeed. Let's move to the next five. Number 20 is Oregon. The Ducks coming in the top 20. North Carolina comes in at 19. The Bruins of UCLA at 17. At 18, Florida at 17, and Miami at 16. I feel like I'm Reese Davis announcing the college football final. I mean, this is just a preseason poll. It doesn't mean anything, but it's our version of a preseason poll. But what about those five teams?
Well, you know, Miami, we'll see if the new coach can pull things together and get them headed in the right direction, and I think they will.
A pair of teams from the Wolverine State, the Wolverines at number 15, the Michigan Wolverines, and then Michigan State comes in at 14, USC comes in at 13, the Trojans open up with a national champion Crimson Tide, Texas A&M and Ole Miss, and Auburn, three SEC West teams come in at 12, 11, and 10. Six more teams there. Do any of them stand out?
As I said about Arkansas, I felt like Arkansas was undervalued. I think Auburn is undervalued. I think they will. They have a lot more than what people might be seeing because of last year.
And they just made our top 10. Number 9 is Stanford. Number 8 is Oklahoma. The Sooners. Number 7 is Tennessee. And number 6 is the defending ACC champions and college football playoff championship participant, and almost won it all, the Clemson Tigers. What about those 9 through 6?
I'm not so sure that Stanford's not being a little bit overvalued just a little bit, but think about this. Ole Miss and Auburn have 6 quality games on their schedule. Tennessee has 2 or 3. Tennessee has the 14th toughest schedule in the SEC.
We'll go one by one here in the top 5. Number 5 is Ohio State. What do you expect from the Buckeyes this year?
I think they've got another good team. They are one of those teams that recruit well. They have good players. They just reload.
The Irish of Notre Dame come in 4th, independent, of course. They have a manageable schedule this year. They could get there, couldn't they?
I think they could, but I think depth might be a problem for them. But if they can stay away from injury, I think they'll be in contention.
How about this? 2 SEC West teams coming in at 3 and 2. And we'll start with the LSU Tigers, a darling of many media this year coming into this season. Do you think they live up to the hype?
I think they will. I think they're stocked with talent.
Alabama, the Crimson Tide, defending national champions, coming in at number 2. Once again, the Tide, a favorite and tough to beat.
I think you're right there, Jacob. They've got a lot of outstanding football players, and their defense may even be better this year than last year.
And the number 1 team in the country in our preseason poll is the Florida State Seminoles. Another chance for Jimbo Fisher to get back in the contention for all the marbles.
That's right, and they just have a super team. It's going to be hard for anybody to beat them.
So there's our preseason top 25 here at BunSports.com. And again, it's just taking on some different data that we ran in our highly scientific computers.
Talking about strength of schedule, The Big Ten has 9 teams whose strength of schedule is 40 or below, 9 out of their 14 teams.
And the SEC, I would imagine, would have
six in the top 11.
Who do you think is going to be a surprise in 2016? You could choose from a lot of teams, and you could probably take one from each conference. And we just mentioned a few. We had Auburn at number 10 in our poll. But who do you think is going to be a surprise this year?
Well, I think some teams moving up are Louisville, the Cardinals, San Diego State, and maybe Miami may be a surprise team, even though they had a coaching change, and then there's Houston.
Well, that's not fair, because that was mine, and you stole mine.
And we mentioned Oklahoma State earlier. I think that if I were looking for one team, Western Michigan, they're off of the radar, but they'll be stronger. But if I were looking for one team, I was going to say it might be the surprise is Louisville.
What makes you think Louisville will be a surprise this year, and what are the chances that they could make the playoff?
They have an outstanding coach who really prepares them well, and they've got a lot of talent offensively. They may have a top five linebacker crew this year. Maybe the second best linebacker crew in the country.
I agree. I think Louisville could be a surprise this year. The problem for Louisville is they're in the ACC Atlantic. Very, very difficult division with Florida State and Clemson. Winning it all is going to be difficult. And I think a couple of other teams, Boston College, Syracuse, and Wake Forest, who could be a little bit more competitive than they usually are this year, too. My surprise, as you alluded to a minute ago, is Miami. And the Hurricanes were 8-5 last year, of course. Al Golden, no longer the head coach down there, but Mark Richt taking over, the former head man at Georgia. They returned 9 starters on offense, 6 on defense. They got Brad Kaya back at quarterback, the junior there. I think he did a serviceable job for them last year. But you're looking at a 16-year head coach in Mark Richt. He knows how to coach his former team in Miami. So I think this is going to be a welcome homecoming for Mark Richt. And I think this year, you look at the ACC Coastal, you have Georgia Tech, North Carolina, and several others who could be competitive, but Miami has a shot to go all the way if they were to get a couple of wins. Well, let's move on to the disappointing side of things, and this is where you don't want to see your name written. Who you think will be a disappointment in 2016 as we look forward?
As far as nationally, I think Oregon is going to slide back just a little bit. They probably will have a good team. I just think they have not been able to continue to fill the voids on their team. They're bringing in another fourth-year quarterback transfer, trying to fill that void. They'll be a good football team. But for several years, they were a contender for the national championship, and I don't think they will be in the contention this year.
Any others?
I'm not for sure that Michigan State might drop back just a little bit, and Mississippi State's going to struggle. And we talked about the toughest schedules, and I said 6 out of the top 11 were SEC. Well, those are SEC West. Well, Mississippi State is the 7th team in the West, and their schedule is number 26. And so I think they're going to struggle.
My disappointment may or may not be a disappointment. You define it as they have high expectations they don't live up to. I don't think that this team is going to have high expectations, but I think Oregon State is going to have a really, really lousy year. Last year they went 2-10, so it's hard to get worse than that, but I think they will. I think they only win one game this year. They play FCS Idaho State, and I think that's the only game they win. Gary Anderson's in his second year, and I hate to say it, but I think after this year he will be looking for a new job. Of course, he replaced Mike Riley, who went to Nebraska. I just don't see it for Oregon State. They have a tough schedule. They're in a tough division. Of course, the Pac-12 North with Stanford and Oregon and Washington, but I don't see it for the Beavers, so that's my disappointment as we look ahead to 2016. Well, we have 5 storylines. There are more than 5, but we listed 5 that we're going to go over with you heading into the college football season, and I'll start with number 5, and it has to do with the Baylor situation and, of course, the sexual assault investigation that took place in Waco, and it was found that the university was negligent in many areas, and there is still ongoing litigation and investigation surrounding this matter. Head football coach Art Briles is no longer the coach there, and we won't rehash what went on, but I will get your take on what will take place from the football standpoint. Certainly a terrible situation there in Baylor.
I guess, Jacob, I was thinking, did the bright uniforms make Baylor's shining star, or did Baylor's rise make them a shining star who wore bright uniforms? That's the question we could ask. Before Art Briles arrived at Baylor, the Bears were bottom feeders in the Big 12. With the success that he brought to Waco, new stadium's been built, beautiful new stadium, and a team that shot up the charts, Baylor became the new darling of college football. College football is always looking for that new face it can bring up alongside those perennial top teams. College football is always looking for that kind of thing. But now with Briles gone, the shining star of the Lone Star State in the Big 12 has flickering, if not already gone out. the question is, with Baylor sure to decline, with Oregon slipping a little bit, as I talked about earlier, who will be the new media hype projects? Houston? As long as Tom Herman's there, that might be the case. Or we might look back last year at Memphis and how they were beginning to rise, but then their coach left to go to be a Hokie leader. Boise State has long since seemed to have slipped out of the high altitude. The Horned Frogs of TCU keep trying to move up into that top and with a consistency. And I think the fact that Gary Patterson's been there for 16 years, that gives them hope to have consistency. They've been a good program every year. They may be the team that moves up into the top echelon.
I think it's ironic. You talk about Houston stealing some of their hype. There's conversation about Tom Herman even becoming the Baylor coach at some point. That's just a rumor at this point. Let's move on to our next topic, which we feel like this is a very interesting storyline. Which conference will be second best to the SEC? And first, I'll ask you point blank, the SEC, the best conference. Are we assuming that?
Yes.
Okay, we'll assume that. And the division, SEC West, are we assuming that that's the best division?
Absolutely.
So with those two assumptions, and if you disagree with us, you know how to get in touch with us. You can let us know if you think a conference or a division is better. I'd like to see the argument for that personally, but if you do, let us know. Which conference is second best to the SEC? And I think this is a very interesting topic because you look around the landscape of college football. We've seen that the Pac-12 had a couple of good years, but since the playoffs started, they haven't made much noise. We've also seen the Big 12 be in contention for being that second best conference, but of course they only have 10 teams now, and they don't have a championship game as of this year. They will going forward, so it's hard to take them that seriously. And then there's the ACC, Florida State, Clemson, and as we mentioned, a couple of also contending teams like Georgia Tech, North Carolina, Miami, and others. That league has raised its profile. But I think it's hard to argue that the Big Ten isn't the second best league right now. When you look top to bottom at what that league, especially the Eastern Division with Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and then you look at last year, Iowa went 12-0 and then lost a very hard-fought game in the championship. So I think the Big Ten right now is the second best league.
I agree with that, even though I think there's a good bit of distance. But maybe we're looking at there's a distance between the SEC West and any other division. Maybe there's not as great a distance between each conference.
With the assumption that the SEC West is the best division in college football, what's the second best division? And there are a couple of contenders. There's the SEC East. You have Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Missouri, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. Is that the second best division? I don't think so. Look at the Big Ten East, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State. Those are four teams that could be legitimate college football playoff contenders this year. The ACC Atlantic, Clemson, Florida State, Louisville, we mentioned, is going to be better. Boston College, North Carolina State, Syracuse, and Wake Forest. And then, of course, the Pac-12 North, Oregon, Stanford, Washington, as well as Cal. Oregon State, I mentioned, was not going to be particularly good this year. And Washington State, a team to keep your eye on this year. With those four divisions at play, I personally think the best of the lot is the ACC Atlantic, because Clemson and Florida State interchangeably could be the two closest playoff contending teams from a single league, and they're in the same side. And then you add in Louisville, Boston College, North Carolina State teams, which I think are going to be very improved, Syracuse, which you can't sleep on them, and then Wake Forest, which could always give people problems. I think the ACC Atlantic's the second best division.
I can't argue with that. I might look at the Big Ten East. You do have Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Penn State all in that one division. And I think that the SEC East is a little bit below both of those.
Let's move on to the year of defense. And this is one topic that you brought up. You think this year is going to be heavily weighted to the defensive side of the football. Why do you think that?
Well, let's just start with the fact that out of the top 25 rated recruits for the class of 2016, 18 of them were defensive players. This could very well be the year of defense. We've heard a lot about the dual threat quarterback over the last few years, and to augment the effect of this dual threat run pass signal callers, there's been an acceleration of what is called zone read. To combat this single wing type approach to the offense, the development of new kind of linebackers, let's call these new linebackers, just call them a triple threat linebacker, because they have to be strong enough to stop the run, they have to be athletic enough to cover the pass, they have to be fast enough to be able to rush the passer and chase down the quarterback. most of the teams that are being rated by most everyone who does analysis think that Alabama this coming year will have the top linebackers. In fact, out of 51 who are on the Buckus Award watch list, three of them, now think about that, three of them are from Alabama. Well, these are new breed linebackers. All of them are fast, big, strong, might not be as big as some they've had in the past, but they're more athletic. We already mentioned that Louisville's got very good linebackers. Ohio State has one, and Rickon McMillan is outstanding. Anthony Walker from Northwestern, several linebackers that are really good. I believe it's going to be a year of linebackers, and the defense is going to be a lot stronger this year.
Alabama looks to be the defending champion. LSU wants to spoil the party in the West, and they want to spoil the whole party and go all the way to the college football playoff. But there's a team out of the East that's getting a lot of hype this year, and the name of Tennessee. And this is a team that has not fared well in the last few years. In fact, they haven't fared well in about a decade. But they are looking to return to prominence under Butch Jones this year, and it's really make or break for Jones this year. They've got a very difficult schedule in the middle and early on, but they have some breaks at the end. You look at Tennessee, look at Alabama, look at LSU. This is a league that has won 7 out of the last 9 national championships. And, of course, last year the Crimson Tide were the latest to claim one of those. We'll start with the East. Your thoughts on Tennessee and Florida and Georgia and the field.
I think Tennessee probably will win it, but I keep going back to the fact that they play the 14th easiest schedule in the SEC. Now, there are only 14 teams in the SEC. And they have the easiest schedule, so it's like a roadmap laid out for
them. So you think if they were to make it to Atlanta and be facing an Alabama and LSU or someone else, obviously it would have to be a good team to win the West. Do you think it's a little fool's gold because of the type of schedule they play?
I think they have a good team, but I'm just saying that a lot of times if you got difficult games, what we call quality games, it's a lot easier to mess up in one.
We've already established that the SEC West is the best division in college football. You look at Alabama, another tough schedule. Every schedule's tough in the SEC West because you have to play the West. LSU, same difference. And then, of course, Auburn, Texas A&M, Arkansas, Ole Miss. They won the Sugar Bowl last year, had a pretty good year. And then Mississippi State trying to replace Dak Prescott. Another wild year upcoming in the West.
6 out of the top 11 toughest schedules are in the SEC West. They're none tougher than Alabama and Auburn will face. Alabama and Auburn will face 6 quality national top teams.
The SEC West teams will play several of the teams, each one of them, that will be legitimate contenders for the college football playoffs. So who are some of those teams that you think will be contenders, and do you think this is the year that the pretenders, and I guess I'll let you define who a pretender is, but do you think this is a year that certain pretenders that we always seem to watch and pull for and they fall short, this is a year they break through and become actual contenders?
There's something that I think we miss sometimes when we're looking at these teams. When the pressure starts to build, it's the teams who can hold up under the pressure when they begin to rise toward the top. In 2014, Mississippi State got all the way up to number one. The pressure got to them and they fell apart. Last year, Memphis beat Ole Miss, couldn't be stopped, and they got beat by Navy. That's when the pressure begins to build.
How about LSU? They had an undefeated season going. They roll into Tuscaloosa. Leonard Fournette has a tough game. And then after that, they lose to Ole Miss, Arkansas, a tough end of the year for a team that was number 2 in the playoff.
Usually, that kind of takes the sting out of the stinger. The questions are, will Tennessee or Georgia or Houston or Michigan State or even Michigan, Stanford, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M. The last time the Detroit Lions won a championship in the NFL was 1957. So you see, a lot of pretenders. But look at the list of the winners over the last 25 years in college football. When you think about it, the champions, Alabama has won 20% of the national championships in the last 25 years. And then you got other teams like Ohio State and Florida who've each won 3. And LSU's won 2. When you really look at this, it's those teams, they're the ones who win it every year.
Those usual names that you get used to seeing at the top tend to gravitate that way. And you watch a golf tournament, British Open is going on this weekend. Phil Mickelson's name seems to be rising to the top. The great ones, great teams, great programs, great individuals in every sport seem to rise to the top. Well, it should be a great season, and we've just scratched the surface here. We're going to go in-depth on each conference, and we're going to start on our next edition, which should be coming out in about a week. It's going to be covering the Pac-12. We'll be giving you our thoughts on that league. But we're going to go league by league and then, of course, give our predictions for the college football playoff and national championship, and then we'll end our predictions, and we'll get into actual results on the field and we'll go week by week as we always do here at BunSports.com. For the college football professor, I'm Jacob Bunn. Thanks for listening to our podcast, and we'll see you next time as we preview the Pac-12.